All right, happy Sunday. It is July 15th. Julian Burton here. I've got Gray Player across from me, and we are Navy by nature. Gray, why don't you go ahead and say hello?
Hello, everyone out there. Julian, always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks for inviting me. It's a beautiful, Sunday evening here. The night before, I guess we should say, it's the night before the Men Tell All episode.
Yeah, it's not.
And we didn't really feel like covering that because really there's not going to be that much to talk about. So
no, that's why we're doing a Sunday night recording. Don't worry. Yeah. Don't fret too much. We're going to cover last week's episode of The Bachelorette in depth. Then we'll have a whole week to kind of ruminate and think about that before the final episode.
Absolutely.
With Emily deciding who she's going to, I guess, get engaged to. We'll see.
Possibly.
And we are going to talk a little bit of Olympics tonight, I believe, towards the end. Maybe.
Yeah. Could be.
We'll see. We'll see how time goes, because this is a meaty episode.
It is a meaty. I'm not going to lie. I left all of my Olympic research notes at my desk at work.
No, that's okay. We could maybe do a short podcast towards the end of next week, kind of doing Olympic stuff before.
I think so. Maybe a midweek podcast just on the Olympics.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. So. Well, yeah, we'll pencil that in.
Hey, before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's get back to tonight, because it is...
Yes, so we have a lot to talk about. Before we get too in-depth, we have a word from our sponsors.
You know, Julian, I get hundreds of emails every week from listeners that are telling me that they just can't fall asleep the night before a new podcast because they're too excited with anticipation.
Gray, I'm glad you brought that up. Pre-podcast insomnia is a serious medical condition and often goes unmentioned at regular checkups. And let's face it, there's nothing worse than not getting a good night's sleep and having to slug through the next day at work.
I'm sure there are prescriptions and over-the-counter medicinal sleep aids out there, but they can take weeks to begin working and often contain very addictive substances.
Yeah, and that old wives' tale that reading before bed helps you sleep was disproved by scientists years ago. It's been shown that daily exercise can actually make it harder to fall asleep by increasing the levels of adrenaline and other hormones in the body.
Folks, the good news is that there's a simple, all-natural solution to pre-podcast insomnia, and it's right in front of your nose. Or lips, should I say.
That's right. We're talking about Sleepy Time Tea. For years, Sleepy Time Tea has been helping the world unwind with the beloved blend of chamomile, spearmint, West Indian lemongrass, tilia flowers, blackberry leaves, orange blossoms, hawthorn, and rosebuds. Gray, I'm getting dozy just thinking about it.
Me too, big guy. So folks, next time you're having difficulty heading off to dreamland, remember our good friend the Sleepy Time Bear, and let him help you hit the hibernate button on a long day. And don't forget to try all the specialty lines of Sleepy Time Tea, including Sleepy Time Extra Wellness Tea, Sleepy Time Decaf Lemon Jasmine Green Tea, Sleepy Time Sinus Soother Tea, Sleepy Time Throat Tamer Tea, and of course Julian's favorite, Sleepy Time Vanilla Herbal Tea.
Oh, I do love that vanilla herbal tea.
I know you do.
I tell you what, I just can't get enough.
Sleepy Time Tea, helping the world unwind since 1969. I've been doing the Decaf Lemon Jasmine Green Tea.
All right, welcome back, Sleepy Time Tea. As always, a great supporter of the podcast. We really appreciate them. They're supposed to send us a new package of some new varieties, I think.
I got mine.
Oh, did you get yours? Okay.
I got
well,
mine.
Well, I guess, I don't know, maybe it was one package for both of us?
I got it Friday, so maybe you'll get it. I don't know if they
maybe I'll get it tomorrow. Maybe I'll get it tomorrow.
I don't know if they designated Saturday delivery is what I'm saying for you.
Right. That's, yeah, maybe I might have to call the post office.
I'll tell you what, if you don't get it in the next 2 or 3 days, I'll just send you half of what I've got.
Make sure you give me the vanilla.
I know about the
that
vanilla.
I love I the vanilla.
I know. It's fine. Speaking of vanilla, this is a phenomenal segue that's about to occur. Speaking of vanilla, on The Bachelorette this past week, we saw Sean go.
Mm.
Sean, your man. Your
yeah,
guy.
He was,
your
I,
guy,
was
man.
I was vouching for Sean hard.
You were rooting for Sean.
Yes.
I think that vanilla is a appropriate description of Sean.
I could see that. Yeah, I actually like that description.
And I'll get into why I think that a little bit more, but I still like... I had this running through my head, like, when I was watching the episode and then I was thinking about our podcast. Do you still think he'd be the best father-husband?
Yeah.
Really?
Here's what I'll say. I don't think, from certain perspectives, I think he would be. Obviously she did not have the chemistry and the infatuation and the love or whatever you want to call it for Sean as she does for the other two guys. It doesn't seem like. And as I was watching this last episode, I was like, during Sean's date, I was like, bye, Sean. I mean, I was like, there's no way he makes it through.
It was so boring.
Yeah. So I do acknowledge that it wasn't there, but I wanted it to be there because I feel like not necessarily that he would be the best, but I think he's the most ready to be a husband and be a father. Where the other guys still kind of feels like they're being adventurous, and I don't see them settling down anytime soon. Whereas I could see Sean really settling into Emily's lifestyle.
Maybe Emily doesn't want a settled down life. Maybe
it sounds like she does.
Maybe she wants an exciting, adventurous, settled down life. A combo of the two.
She talks a whole lot about making lunches for Ricky and going to soccer practice every day.
I think that she was doing that to scare people because her choice,
it's like a test.
But her choices up to now have clearly led and shown. I mean, the two people that she has left are one, a guy that owns his own bottled water nonprofit company, and two, a race car driver that'll be gone all the time. So, like, she's clearly not chosen a traditional. Her choices have been traditional in nature.
You're right. Maybe I'm putting too much weight on what she's. Yeah.
We didn't know that until after this episode. Because really, Sean, it could have been like everyone else was impractical and Sean was the one.
But I mean, if you really think back to all the other guys, I mean, she didn't have that many choices when it really came down to it.
No, we identified this three early, and then,
I mean, these are three good guys, and it's as hard as I've ever seen it to pick between them.
Who she's going to pick. Yeah, not exactly. Only to know who she's going to pick, but it's hard to know who to cheer for, because you kind of like all three of them.
Right, exactly. There's no, there were some evil kind of antagonistic people early on, but they were. I'm agreeing with you.
So here's after watching all three one-on-one dates. So basically, just a quick synopsis: they have 30 one-on-one dates, and she eliminates Sean.
Yeah,
that's basically what happens during this episode.
Mm-hmm. And they're in the Caribbean.
Curacao.
I don't know where that is. Did you look that up?
No, I just know that their travel commission paid a hefty sum.
Yeah,
and then they mentioned it at the end of that of the episode. It was funny. So here's my take on it, and this is why I bring this up, and this is a good part for us to talk about, like, her choices and things like that. So Sean, this is what I got from Sean. Strong and silent type, right? He's kind of like, she says, in quotation marks.
Oh, this is her descriptions of the guys.
Yeah, and possibly, because I don't remember when I wrote them down, but they could have been throughout different points of the episode. But at some point in this episode, she says something like, he will always be there for me.
Yeah.
And
she likes to describe him as the perfect guy a lot, too.
She does. And she says that she's excited. She could see herself, when she thinks about a future with him, she gets excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I noted that on last week's episode, it's the only person that she's used a term of endearment with when she called him honey when she was leaving his house last week. This past week, but the week before.
I wonder if that's just reciprocating him using pet names. I don't know. Maybe he was too.
I don't know.
Did.
He probably
I feel like
did.
He might. Yeah.
He probably did. He's 26. He doesn't know what he's doing. So that's Sean to me. He's like.
Well, that's Sean to Emily.
No, my take on Sean is that he would be it like this rock, this solid. Like, you know that he's, you know, you're not getting anything bad.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, that if the X factor's not there, like, you know, the excitement, you know, she has a little bit more fun with the other guys visibly, especially after watching this episode. Like, it's just kind of boring when they're together.
Yeah,
it is like, we found out a lot about Emily when she made this decision about whether she wanted to go the safe route or whether she wanted a little bit of edge and a little bit of excitement. And so that leads us into the other two. So my take on the other two is that Jeff is like the super unique guy. He's the very unique choice. And she says that like he has an edge and that they have the same sense of humor and like she laughs a lot and she says life would be full of adventure and excitement.
Yeah.
Like during everyday stuff with him. Just cuz he's very like, you know, he's just kind of like
he's weird to me. I think he's really weird.
He's a unique person, but what I'm trying to say is that he's kind of got this like every day is its own exciting adventure. Like, oh, even just going to the grocery store could be like this crazy adventure that we, you know what I mean? Like, he's kind of that kind of person.
Yeah.
So, and she says, in quotations, he gets me in a way that no one else does. So yeah. That's Jeff. So I think that they have a connection there. I think that we've identified some issues that there could be in the past. I mean, they're like family issues. Is it too much of just like fun, crazy thing, and it's not like I couldn't see this being a serious husband. You know what I mean? Like that's the question that we don't know the answer to. So then there's Ari, which is kind of a cross between the two. So Ari's actually really weird. Like she describes him as fun and like youthful, and she calls him Sweet Ari. Yeah. So now we have a nickname for Ari, Sweet Ari, and in the beginning, when she's recapping the guides, she's crying when she talks about Ari. But I don't know if that was a good thing or a bad thing. I guess it's not a bad thing now that we know that she. Because during the time, I was like, oh, maybe that's a good sign that she's getting a little emotional. And then I was like, oh, maybe it's bad because she knows that she's going to kick him off this week. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, maybe she's just getting emotional because she has this difficult choice between these three guys. So we don't really know. But that's kind of my take on Ari, but I don't know, like, after watching this episode, I mean, I think that, like, the majority of the connection that exists between Ari and Emily seems like they just want to get their hands on each other.
Yeah, she's definitely very physically attracted to him, that's very it's clear.
Almost to the point where they don't do much of anything else, which... I guess if he's going to be a race car driver and he's going to be gone all the time, maybe that's fine. You know, yeah. It's like when he's home, they get that taken care of and then he's off again. So maybe she's like, yeah, this would be great. I won't even have to see him that much. So I don't know. So speaking of characterization of people, like a really exciting announcement is that we received an email to the Naked by Nature inbox this week. From a loyal listener to the program, great guy, Mark Z of Raleigh, North Carolina. Julian and I just both love this guy to death, and just probably has played a large factor in our lives and our development as human beings, I think. So just a wonderful person with really in-depth questions, and so... Mark Z wrote this week into the Navy by Nature inbox questions that we are going to answer right now.
Mm-hmm.
His first question was, if by some miracle Doug made it and got this past week, made it to the stage and got invited to the fantasy suite, what do you think would have happened? How would he have handled it and how awkward would it have been?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do a little role play. Not that I'm asking you to the fit. This is weird. This just got weird. But So I'm Emily, and I have a present for you, Doug.
Okay.
And then you would read the card, and it's a...
Yeah, if you guys would like to forsake your individual rooms and spend a night together as a couple in the fantasy suite, etc., etc., here's a key. Oh, wow.
So, what do you think, Doug?
Well, what do you think?
Well, I am interested to know about what you think. I mean, obviously, you know that I'm a mom. I mean, you have...
Right.
You know, and you have a son to consider as well.
Right,
and
yes.
And we both know that they'll be watching this episode.
Right, so. Exactly. That's actually exactly what I was going to just say, is that we're both kind of on the same page there. You know, I have a son, And, you know, you have a daughter, and you also know that I'm pretty mature, that I've, I'm a little bit older than a lot of the other guys, and I really know how to respect, a woman, and especially someone in your situation. And so that's exactly what I was going to say.
Doug, it's, you know, it's all right for us to sit more than 3 feet away from each other.
Oh,
you know, you don't have to.
I know that.
Can
I kiss you right now? Can I kiss you right now?
Well, normally a man does not ask to kiss a woman.
I'm just going to kiss you. There we go. I wanted to kiss you all night, and I finally kissed you. So there it was.
Well, Doug, that was a lovely, interesting kiss. And what I was thinking is that we could just use this time maybe to just spend some extra time together. And, you know, it'd be really nice to kind of just spend some more time to kind of...
Yeah, that sounds...
If you wanted to.
Oh, no, yeah, definitely. Definitely. That sounds great. Sounds great.
Well, I don't... You look like you're sweating a lot, and you look very uncomfortable right now, so I'm not sure what you...
Well, I mean, it's really up to you. It's up to you. I mean, if you want to
don't tell me that you want to if you're uncomfortable with it, Doug, because, you know, I mean, it's okay to show a little bit of affection every once in a while.
I think it would be good. I really want to spend some more time with you. So, yeah, no, this sounds great. Let's go. Let's go.
All right. So the ABC probably would have had to edit out most of that because it would have just been so, I might've taken up half the show for that conversation to occur. Mark, that's the answer to your question. You actually would not have seen that footage because they would have had to cut it. Mark's second question. Let's suppose that Emily chooses Jeff. And again, we've just profiled Jeff. I've profiled Jeff to the way that I think that their relationship is. Mark is setting the over-under on the number of years that their marriage lasts at 2.
Yeah.
So, do you take the over or do you take the under?
I take the under. I don't think they're even going to get married.
Well, let's suppose that they do...
Suppose they do get married?
No, suppose that Jeff proposes and Emily accepts.
Yeah, well, I still don't think they get married, though. I think...
Okay.
I think they get engaged. I think that's very possible. I don't see them getting married. So I'm taking the under on that, definitely. I mean, I don't know how long they would date necessarily or be engaged, but I just don't know if it would ever turn into marriage.
Mark Z specifically says how long on their marriage.
Well,
how long?
Okay. So do I have to assume that they do get married?
Well, yeah, we're assuming that they get married. Well, I mean, that's fine. It's fine that you're taking zero. You're taking zero, so it's fine.
Yeah.
I do think they get married. I think they get married, but I think maybe after a year and a half, I think right up to 2. Oh, you know, Vegas is always really good at setting that mark, and I think Mark Z has done an excellent job at setting the mark at 2 years here, because it's like, how long until you tell somebody that it's not going to work out, especially when you really love them, you know?
And you have to give it a fair shot, especially if you've gotten married.
You gotta give it a fair couple of shots, like, to the point where you're like, oh man, this doesn't seem right, but we're gonna work through it, and...
Yeah, it's gotta get pretty bad.
I mean, his family gets involved, and
they're weird.
The
30 kids are gonna love her.
I know, what I'm saying is...
They'll come back from the mission to meet her.
What I'm saying is that their kids are, or that their, that the family situation could accelerate... you know, the timeline for their divorce, and it could also decelerate because she'll have to break up with like 67 different people.
Yeah.
So,
I'll like tear up every time she talks.
I think I'm gonna take the over, but I'm saying it's gonna be close. Well, but by the time the divorce papers are signed,
okay, it's over too.
Over just slightly. I mean, months.
Emily get
months.
Pregnant?
Oh man!
Because you know she wants to have a kid quick.
Yeah, and so does he, obviously, because he's Mormon. So, oh gosh, because that could. All right, so let's. You're right. I'm going to assume that they have a child within.
And they still get divorced. They still get divorced.
But but because of the kids, plural, because Ricky Tick's involved as well, that's, you know, they have to really struggle to make that decision, and it's going to take more than 2 years. That's what I'm taking over.
Wow.
Would you like to change your opinion?
No, because I don't think they're getting married.
You still don't think they get married? And does she get pregnant before they get married?
Ooh, that would be a disaster. No, I don't think...
Both families.
No, I don't think... I think they take the proper precautions.
Yes. They are preventative measures that they take. So, yes.
We could ask the same question if we want to extrapolate this out about Ari.
Yeah. Well, first of all, let me just say thanks to Mark Z for writing into the Navy by Nature inbox with that wonderful question.
Yeah.
And all of our listeners out there, feel free, if you have a question on your mind or you have a topic of conversation that you'd like to hear us elaborate on, feel free to write into the inbox. It's navybynature@gmail.com. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
All right. So why don't we do that later? Why don't we do that? Let's
extrapolate it to Ari. You want to stay on Jeff for a while?
No, I want to talk about the episode because I think some really funny things happen.
Oh, okay.
So let's talk about Sean's date. Again, I've said that it was really boring.
Yeah.
Boring. And his shirt, that V is really deep.
Yeah, he had a really baggy shirt on during the rose ceremony, too.
He did. He didn't look
quite as sharp as everybody else. Because Chris Harrison went casual, but he still looked good, obviously.
Chris Harrison always looks good. But, you know, so Sean's got, like, toms and just, I mean, the deepness of that V is just out of control.
Trying to show off that upper chest.
But it's not even it's the middle of the upper chest. He was trying to show off the muscles right on his sternum.
With that V. Where the muscles meet.
Right. No, like, seriously, when they were flying in the helicopter, I was like, I wonder if that seatbelt is chafing his chest, because he literally has no protective covering over that area of his body.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's been a long time since I've ridden around in the car without a shirt on, but I don't imagine that it's comfortable.
It's not so bad.
I have done it.
It's not so bad. Because you kind of stay in one position.
I've never been in a helicopter. I don't know how I don't know how jerky they are either. So, all right. So the other thing, Sean writes her a letter, which makes 9 people in the show that have written her something or another to read to her. It's not really 9, but Ari's really the only one that hasn't written or something.
Well,
so I'm thinking that we get that in the next episode.
Maybe.
I mean, maybe he
wants to keep himself different and not write.
I wear all my emotions on my sleeve. Why would I need to put it on paper if I can just tell you myself right now? Yeah. A real man can say what he really feels and doesn't have to write it. Like, the one thing that I really noticed about this date, other than the fact that it was really boring, like, they were on the beach and they were like, so, I noticed there was snorkeling gear.
Yeah.
Should we go? I was like, alright. But Emily really, really wants Sean to say,
I love you.
Yeah. Like, really badly. And she kicks him off, too. So,
yeah, no, that actually pissed me off.
Do you think that she was like she just wanted that sense of satisfaction?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
There's still some level of, I don't know, insecurity or something. She just wants all these guys to tell her that.
She's just being a girl.
Yeah, and it's kind of messed up because I think we would agree that she probably knew she was going to kick Sean off.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just why does she need to? I mean, like, she really, really wanted to hear him say, I love you.
I know, it was weird. I guess, she wanted to, like, I guess because he had made it this far, I mean, she maybe wanted to affirm her decisions up until this point a little bit. Like, maybe I didn't kick off the wrong person before, which I don't know who that would be, but, like, she wanted to make sure going into her final decision.
Obviously.
Yeah. But going into her final decision that these were 3 guys that she should legitimately be choosing from. And I guess if she didn't hear it from Sean, maybe she wouldn't have even thought about it. She needed to hear it from each guy.
I think she needs, like, initially we gave Emily, like, a lot of credit for being, like, self-sufficient mom. But I think she really needs the satisfaction of, like, someone wanting her, kind of chasing after her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she might be a little bit more high maintenance than we're giving her credit for.
Yeah. But I just got a thought. Like, I feel like maybe because she's already heard it from Jeff and Ari, maybe she's kind of, like, thinking in her head, here's the bar, like, you don't have a shot at all unless
you hit this bar.
Yeah.
No, you could tell it in her eyes that she was like, I want him to say he loves me. You know,
I think you're right. I'm just throwing out, you know,
selfish
contributing.
It was selfish
factors. But at the time, it did piss me off because I did think she was going to send him home. You know, at that point in the episode, and it was just like, come on, just leave him home.
Okay, so, all right, I know here's the second question, is that, how did you think, going into it, she was going to handle the fantasy suite?
I guess I didn't think about the situation where they could keep hanging out, but then not spend the night. And so, I thought that she would spend the night, but not do anything with them. Like,
can you elaborate on anything?
Not get too physically intimate with any of them. So they're in the same suite. Maybe he sleeps on the couch, something kind of like that.
Or maybe they and I'm 100% with you. That's what I thought too. Is that they would stay up? There would be a fire burning, and they'd just kind of fall asleep on the couch together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. But it would be rated PG, you know, for the most part.
Yeah, it's like very, very Hitch like situation.
Hitch.
Where they fall asleep on the couch. Yeah, they fall asleep on the couch. So here's another kind of like point that I think reinforces a statement that I just made about Emily that I think you're agreeing with me on, is that she gets really mad that she doesn't get the chance to turn Jeff down and he turns her down first.
No, I don't think she got really mad.
She was like, I wanted to know that he wanted to stay the night with me.
No, I disagree with that take. I think that she was actually really impressed with Jeff, but she was still, and she had mixed feelings about it. She said that.
Well, but she was like, I mean, golly, a girl wants to know, that guy wants, you know,
here's my point though, because I'm actually going to bring up something you touched on way earlier in our discussions of The Bachelorette, is that Jeff keeps playing that you have to chase me card, and it's just winning so badly. And I think this is another example of Jeff, like, putting the foot forward, and then she's like, dang it. Like, she's always the one kind of chasing him. And she's, I think she was really, she was a little bit disappointed, but she was really intrigued and enthralled by him doing that.
I'm not gonna, you know, disagree with you on the fact that she might have been intrigued after the fact that that happened. But I'm saying about her specific comment that she was like,
she wasn't mad at all. I don't think she was mad at all.
She wasn't mad, but she wasn't, she wasn't frustrated, but she wanted the opportunity to tell him what was going to happen instead of
the other way around. I think she did, but I still think...
I have to go back and watch it. I was like, that's messed up.
No, I still think that she would, like, she was more impressed with how he handled it than the other two guys.
I think he
got points, in my mind. He got points for doing that.
No, I'm not saying he didn't, but I'm talking about whether Emily is, you know, more needy than we gave her credit for.
I didn't take it as a very dramatic thing. It was just kind of like, I wanted to turn him down. Just kind of like a little, it was almost like teasing, like, kind of very, like,
I know, but
friendly.
I didn't take a mom who's handling this show in a mature manner for the kind of person that would be playing those kind of games.
It's not really playing a game. She just wants the guy to pursue her, and she wants to turn him down. I think that's any girl.
Right, so she's being a woman.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, so we can
I agree she's being a woman, but I just don't think, I don't think
I mean,
she
wasn't
got
malicious.
Mad.
No, it wasn't malicious or anything like that. So, I think what I like about Jeff I think Jeff has a better chance to win, right? Oh, so then we talk, like, Jeff and her date, like, they just have a lot of fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that she thinks that he's serious about being a dad. I think
she does too, yeah.
I do think that she thinks that he would be a really fun dad, and, like, I mean, they talk about, like, he talks about, like, his, like, oh, I'd want to be a, well, no, that was Ari, okay. So, I think that they, like, are pretty infatuated with each other. I think that she chooses Jeff. But again, and Mark Z hit it right on the nose, I think that they're... romance is kind of, I think it's just one of those things that's, I don't know how deep it goes.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think it's like, it's a dreamer's kind of like puppy love.
I agree. It seems like a summer, like you're in high school and you go to the beach to work there for a summer, and there's a girl that works at the restaurant next to yours, and you get ice cream together.
You fall in love and just stay
super hard, and then you both go to your different... She comes and visits you in your hometown. It's really weird and awkward, and it's not the same anymore.
Right. You just know. And you could say it's a function of the environment, right,
mm-hmm.
in that situation. And I think in the same way that their love or their puppy love is a function of the environment in which they're existing right now. This game show. Because at the end of the day, they're still on a competitive game show.
Yeah.
So... there's just, it's not like they're just dating, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's not like they're like, hey, I met you on eHarmony, or whatever site Mormons use, and then they're like, hey, you know, let's start dating, and then after 6 months they get engaged or whatever, you know what I mean? It's not like that.
No.
They're on a TV show where she gets to fondle other men at the same time, and then... she has to make decisions about who she's going to keep dating at the same time she's dating this person. And it's like, oh man, it's like, oh, this, oh, you know, mm-hmm. like, I wonder if this person's still into me, or I wonder if she's still into me more than this other guy. Yeah, I think we're both right on that.
Yeah.
So, but I do like,
but you still think they're going to get married.
I still think they're going to get married. I think they're both going to get engaged, and then they're going to be like, well, we can't back out now, you know?
Or I think Jeff would back out.
I think that they're going to be like, we're both going to look really stupid, and I want to give this a shot. Because they're still going to have that dreamer's mentality.
I think Jeff will be like, it's just not the same right now anymore, you know? You know? Just like, you know?
It's like, no, things are just different.
Do you still think people, that I would be a good dad? Really?
People,
you think I'd be a good dad still?
Because I definitely do not want to be a dad.
Do you like my bottle of water? Really? Do you like it?
People just change over time, and I just think that we've changed in a way that doesn't make it possible for us to be together. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I actually wrote to you this letter kind of explaining how I'm
explains all my doubts about our relationship. Okay, all right. So what did they do on their date? What did they do?
Hold on.
They didn't do anything. They just hung around in Curacao or whatever. But Emily,
they're on a boat. They're on a boat.
Yeah, whatever.
In a sailboat. There was a really like a typical bachelorette part where they're like standing on the dock, giant sailboat, like 50 yards out into the water, and then she's like, that's ours. And he's like, what? That boat? That's for us?
Oh, really? You mean the only thing that I can physically see in my line of sight right now?
The camera guy is literally pointing at the boat behind me. Oh, that boat?
I can see the alternate cameraman on the right just panning and taking pictures of this boat. And it's not like we've done anything insane like that before, like we're in a helicopter or anything like that. They always get excited, but like they're not that excited, or they're nervous, and so they're like, "Oh, how cool is that?"
Yeah. Because they've been like standing there talking about it for like 15 minutes already.
Oh,
like, all right, guys, now notice the boat.
Oh, you're kidding. That'll be a hoot.
Oh, I'm so excited.
We should have a really fun time on that boat. Yeah. So then she goes swimming with dolphins with Ari.
Oh, we're moving on to Ari now? Okay.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, you're right. Let's do it.
The only thing about Jeff that I think is significant to point out is that she mentions that he's the first person that pops into her head when she was making Ricky's lunch in Charlotte by herself.
Yeah.
Like, just organically popped into her head.
Oh. And the other significant thing we already talked about, where he turned her down, he's the one who initiated the, we shouldn't stay in the fantasy suite, or we shouldn't spend the night.
So
they swam with dolphins, which was kind of, like, where did that, is that, the dolphins just come and hang out, like, organically?
I think they have them in a pen. Yeah, no, you're right.
This is weird, right, a little bit?
They're like, oh man, look at those dolphins, hey, let's go swim with them. Like, in nature, dolphins are curious creatures, I don't know.
Yeah, but he did that jump out of the water. I was like, this is a trained dolphin?
I did just watch the movie A Dolphin Tale, so I'm giving dolphins in my mind a lot of credit right now.
Well, they certainly are obviously capable of jumping. But it's just, I've never seen do you ever see wild dolphins jump out of the water like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I cannot even recollect the number of times that I've seen a wild dolphin physically jump out of the water.
Not jump out of the water like when it's chasing along a boat, but like the straight up jump.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. They love that.
I know they love it because I've been, like, they do it at SeaWorld.
No, it's actually like it's a mechanism for them to kind of like. So I will say that during the SeaWorld date, I was really pissed off that nobody wrote on the dolphin's fin. Just really pissed off.
Ari petted it.
Yeah, of course. But I wanted to see.
That's another thing. Like, do the wild dolphins just let you, like, pet them like that?
They do. They love it, actually.
I don't know.
They do.
I've seen dolphins when I was, like, in a kayak and stuff. I don't know. I just doesn't feel like if I got in the water, they would just come over.
I'll be honest with you. I was in a canoe one time at a lake, and a dolphin came up next to me.
In a lake.
Spoke to me. And I petted it.
What and the then, hell?
No, let me finish. And then it spoke to me again, and although I could not understand, I couldn't form the words, I knew it was asking me if I wanted to ride on its fin. Because dolphins are way smarter than humans. That is true.
That's not true.
But it communicated through telepathy. I am now asking if you would like the pleasure of riding by holding onto my fin while I swim through the water.
Mm. In a lake.
It went down. It was the saltwater lake.
Saltwater lake. But,
a tributary, really.
It was a lake near the ocean. It made its way up river.
It had,
Sometimes sharks do, scarily enough.
Yeah, bull sharks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you.
Those little bastards.
But that's why there's dolphins around in those lakes.
Exactly.
Thank goodness for those dolphins in those lakes to take care of those sharks. Anyway, it was quite an amazing experience, and I can only imagine that that's how most dolphins behave in the wild.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. I wasn't sold on the dolphin scene, but it might just be that they have people come so often that the dolphins kind of are really domesticated.
Yeah, I think that they probably, I mean, just to be quite honest, I think that they probably had, like, dolphins that they had been giving fish to for a long time.
Yeah.
And that the dolphins were like, I'm going to get close to these people because I know that usually there's fish involved.
It did kind of seem like there was only one dolphin, which made me even more suspicious.
Yeah.
Because normally there'd be more than one, because they travel in pods. Is that right?
Maybe they like put a net out and like isolated this one.
They caught him with a fishing pole.
No, they caught him in a tuna boat net, and then just were like, "Hang on, we'll cut you free."
That dolphin was actually trying to escape the whole time. He was extremely anxious.
They were like, "Ari, don't let him go, Ari."
Yeah, in the background, they're telling Ari to catch the dolphin again.
He's really
going to get away.
He's very wriggly. Ari, do not let him go. This boat? What? That boat?
What? That one? What a surprise. Oh, I'm so excited.
Fun that we'll have. So the significant part about Ari's date is his description of how he thinks he would transition into the stepdad role.
Yes.
So he says, you know, he thinks that he would try to be, you know, you can't be their dad until you're their friend, you know. Even though being a dad sometimes means not being the friend, the buddy. Mm-hmm. But you got to start with the buddy.
Yeah.
In the stepdad scenario, she says that she's never thought about it like that. And I think that she thought that it... I don't think she was turned off by the fact... I don't know if she thought, like, wow, that's actually a really good way to think about it. But I don't think she was like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. There's no way
this guy... I think she really liked it, actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think she also liked that he had really kind of thought
about it. Absolutely. Yeah. No, that's what I was going to say. That it definitely shows that he's thought about it in advance, which I think is really good for her.
Yeah. But, and, I mean, at first when he was talking that way, I thought he was going down a really dangerous road.
Yeah.
Where he was, because he was acting like he wasn't going to be like a dad right away. And I was like, I don't know how she's going to take that.
Maybe I'll talk to her like once a week for a while.
I'll be like, I'll be her little buddy. And you're like, well, I think she wants, I think she wants more than you just being her buddy. But he made it progress, and I guess she was cool with it. But when he started going down that road, I was like, easy, Ari. You want to, you need to still be the dad. Yeah.
Pump the brakes, IndyCar, man. And then she didn't even give him the card.
No, she didn't even want, she didn't trust herself.
She didn't trust herself. She is really physically
What was going through Ari's head when that happened? Because he knows that card is possible.
Does he? Does he? Yeah. Does he know?
Yeah.
He's
seen that previous seasons. He's got to know. And those guys, like, live in the same house, don't they?
No, not
anymore?
Not at that point. I don't think so.
Okay. Well, regardless, I think he knew. I think he knows, and then he was a little bit like, okay,
Do you think she told him? If he did know?
Yeah, probably.
But what if she didn't, and he just went home and he was like, I'm pretty sure this is the part where we do it.
Yeah.
I saw this episode before, and we usually spend the night together.
But if he has any good read on Emily, I don't think he would be surprised.
Yeah, he was like, oh, she's not doing that. Like, it's not going to be a part of her season, and I'm cool with that. So.
Yeah, so it obviously surprised. Didn't end up being a big deal.
When she said that she didn't trust herself, I was like, well, they're going to go, and they're going to, like, make out the whole time or whatever, and then she'll send him home, and she'll be like, it was really hard, but I did it. She didn't even give him the card.
Yeah.
I was like, man, she seriously, like, does not trust herself in the same house. Do you think that's any read on whether she's going to choose him or not?
Yes.
You think that's a good sign?
Yeah. I think she's going to choose Ari.
Yeah,
I'll go ahead and put that out there.
If she wants to make love to him that badly right now, because as a mom, she has to be emotionally invested to be at that physical point.
Yeah.
You could say. I think it's a tell for sure.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think actually what we talked about earlier with him talking about, you know, his progression as a stepdad and his role as a stepdad, I honestly think that that might have sealed it for her. I really think that that might have pushed him into kind of the front-running spot over Jeff.
Right. So at the point in time when she did not give herself a date card, I didn't know what to think. I didn't know if it meant that she was going to send him home. She was like, I don't even want to spend time with this guy making out with him if I know that I'm going to send him home. Or was she like, did it mean that she was definitely going to keep him? Would she not give him the day card if she knew she was going to send him home? Wouldn't she be like, hey, what's 6 more hours going to do? You know what I mean?
She could have taken that route.
I didn't know what to think. I didn't know what to think. So here, the crazy thing is that the date's in and there's 30 minutes left in the show. It's like only an hour and a half there, and I was like, something crazy's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I forgot that they had the video messages.
Yeah, I didn't like that, really.
I didn't like the video messages, but I'm not going to lie. I loved watching Emily cry.
Why?
I don't know why, but I'm just
like what part of you, what kind of love?
Not love, not like it?
Like finally we get to see her cry cuz she's putting these guys through crap or like
no, I don't know why. It's just like a guilty pleasure. Like
watching girls
she's,
cry.
No, not all girls, just her, but her specifically. I'm
just pretty
I'm just
and
like,
nice girls. Grade loves watching them cry.
Yes, I, sorry, ladies. No, it's weird, but I'm like yeah, like I'm ready to see her break down emotionally. This is gonna be good. I don't know, because I just feel like she's.
It's kind of like watching a soap opera or emotionally kind of
yeah.
rich
it's real
show.
Life.
Well,
it's
but
real
I'm
life.
Saying like the part of you that likes those kind of shows or that would likes the drama.
I do like the drama. I think that's also kind of like not being able to turn away, like look away from a car wreck thing. Like I'm like, yeah, struggle. I don't know why. And it's really like you know, like when Travis was kicked off, I was like, I don't want to see him cry. I don't care about this. But when, like, I just am really emotionally invested in
him. I thought you really liked Travis.
I hated Travis.
Just kidding.
Okay, good. I was getting ready to get really mad at you.
I was going to start crying, and then you'd be like, yeah, cry.
Yeah, do it. No, I don't want to see you cry, but I do want to see Emily. I can't wait to see Emily cry some more. I really can't. It's just like, and it's maybe it's because it's, maybe it's because she's like a pretty crier. Like, it's not like super like gross when she's crying. Yeah. She's just kind of like pressing on her whatever gland really hard. And she's just getting
tear
really
ducts.
Emotional. And tear ducts. I don't know. There's a gland there somewhere. And she's just getting super emotional. I'm like, oh, yes, this is getting good.
Which of the two guys would you think would be more likely to cry?
The crier.
It's got to be Ari.
Yeah, it's got to be Ari. His face is
I don't think Jeff would cry.
Looking.
I think he would look sad, but I don't know if he would actually cry.
I think that he would get, like, he would tear up a little bit and get, like, a lump in his throat. But I think that he has that, like, positive attitude.
I think he would be, like, really, like, when, if she kicked him off, which I think she will, I think he'll be, like, really, like, what's the word? I mean, Sean was really good about it. I think he will be as well. Like, hey, I just wish
I want the best for her. Like, when you're in love with somebody, you want him to be happy, so, you know. I wish it would have been me, but, so. I don't know, it's like, and when she was, I was trying to get a read on what was going to happen when she was crying, based on the video messages, but then I was like, they could just edit, like, whenever they're going to show her crying, based on, you don't know who,
they didn't give us anything from the
videos. They can use any hints. So, she's, like, had this big moment of being, like, completely indecisive, and then she's like, nah, I think I know who I'm going to send home. And I was like, alright. She gave Jeff the rose first. Any indication there? I always like to do this. Play this game. Does she give, like, of the last three, does she give the first rose to the guy that she knows is going to get second place?
I don't think she knows who's going to win yet.
Really? You don't think it? Well.
Uh-uh.
Okay. All right. You think she's still undecided?
I think she's... Well, she might be like 60-40, but I don't think she feels good enough to call it yet.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, because you... If she...
No,
you know,
I don't know.
Like,
I think that's the show's decision as to who, the order of the roses. And I think that based on the episode itself, I think the audience would have felt more comfortable with Jeff than Ari and Sean. So it's kind of just... Makes it more dramatic, I think, to leave it between Ari and Sean.
Because yeah, but it's like, does it mean Jeff's ahead?
No, I just think that based on the episode, the show was like, people probably think Jeff is safe.
Yeah.
And so, You know, I thought Ari was probably safe, but I would have had more of a question mark about Ari than Jeff. Even though I think Ari's going to win in the end.
I agree, and I think that sometimes they, like, pick the person that they know they're going to kick off next week first. Not to, like, make the guy sweat, but just to kind of mislead America on purpose.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they're like, oh, she's obviously knew about Jeff.
Maybe. So let's say she does pick Ari. Do you think they get married?
I mean, I don't see any reason why they wouldn't.
I don't think she's going to marry him either. I don't think she's going to marry either of them.
You don't think she's going to you think she's going to get engaged, though?
Yeah.
They kind of give us a teaser at the end where she's like, I don't know if I can pick anybody.
Yeah. But I think that she will. They always do that. If it's almost like if they say it, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Like, if they haven't said it at any point in time in, like, the last 5 weeks, there's a possibility they could turn down both people. But if they say it, you're like, all right.
Unless they double-tricked us by being like...
That's what I mean. That's what I'm all... Like, that's what I always do. I'm like, or wait, what if they want me to think that if they said this, that I think that they knew that I was going to think this, and then they want me... And then I was like, but wait, what if... And then we go to the tertiary level. And I say, what if they knew that I was going to think, if they said it, that she was definitely not going to do it, so they did that, but then they knew that I was going to think about that, so then it actually is going to happen. I don't know. So,
yeah, no, I got you.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And then the breakup speed, like, when Sean gets kicked off and she's like, do you want to sit down? I'm like, what? Don't sit down. Like, who sits down? Like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah.
It's just like, I'm just like, dude, just get in the car. Like, I like it when guys are just like, I'm out. Like, there I was like, she's like, can I walk with you? Walk you out? And she's like holding his hand, and I'm like, this is like pissing on somebody's ashes at this point. You know what I mean? And then,
I do think Deshaun handled it really well, though. I mean, I think America would have been like, you know, upstanding guy.
Yeah, but except for Sean did say one thing, in quotation marks, I think you should know that this is going to hurt me.
Yeah.
That was kind of mean.
No. No, I think he wants her to know that he really did want it. That's all.
I don't know. I initially was like, I think you should know. This is gonna hurt me.
I thought it was fine. You thought it was mean, but you don't think going straight to the car and not talking to her is not mean?
Or you don't think that's mean?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, he doesn't care. I mean, he's just saying, like, by the way, this sucks. Like, I don't want to be like, it's cool. No, it's good. Yeah, no worries. No worries. Have a good life.
No worries, bro. Jamaica, bro. Yeah, I know what you're saying. I don't know. I felt bad when he was in the car and he said that he felt stupid and embarrassed.
Yeah. Who wouldn't feel stupid? He just told her he loved her that day. Well, it wouldn't have been that day anymore, but...
Yeah, you know what I mean. But yeah, but like, you have to. Like, you have to understand that you have... I mean, like, these guys that don't know how to play this game and they don't know that it's a show, you know what I mean? Like,
I know what you mean. But their feelings are still real, though.
But why would you feel embarrassed for expressing those feelings?
It's not expressing the feelings. I think it's feeling stupid for thinking that she really wanted him. Do you know what I mean? Like,
He thought he was
safe, and that's why he feels stupid because he wasn't.
He said when she walked out, he was like, "I thought that's the girl I'm gonna marry."
Yeah, so that's why I feel stupid because.
But you shouldn't feel embarrassed, like.
Well, he just got his whole thing just got shown on TV.
So
it's embarrassing.
Stand up for like your feelings that you had. Like, don't be embarrassed about it. Like, don't have any regrets. Like, don't feel embarrassed. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's fine. But I mean, this is like 2 minutes after she just broke up with him. So,
dude, did you also notice that they said that the dramatic finale was going to be on Sunday?
No.
What's that about? I don't know what that's about.
What does that mean? It's on Sunday instead
of
Monday?
Does it mean that she's... Are they thinking that I'm going to think that because it's on Sunday...
Never mind, it's Jeff. I changed my decision. If they're showing it on Sunday, it's Jeff.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding. I'm staying with Ari.
You're Ari.
I'm Ari.
But you don't think she marries him?
No. I think she just wants to get some Ari time for like 6 months and then...
just be done with it.
Yeah.
I don't know what to think, man. I don't know what to think. I'm torn. I'm really torn. I'm having a really hard time reading this one.
So your final decision is still Jeff, though.
I think it's because I think that... I can't tell. I can't get a read on her, like, whether she's practical versus puppy love.
Well, I don't think Ari is super practical either. I don't think that... I think that's... Well, that's why I don't think she's marrying Ari.
But he's safer... Because he's, like...
He's not really weird and a Mormon.
Right. He's not really weird and, like, just really, like, goofy, happy-go-lucky, funny. Like, maybe this is not actually going to work out when we have to be married for, like, 30 years. You know what I mean? Like, I think Ari's, like, a little bit closer in that spectrum. But they really just make out. That's all they do. I mean, that is really just all that they do.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
really,
I don't really like Ari. To be honest,
I think he's a swell guy.
No,
I mean, I'd grab a beer with him.
I think he's kind of boring.
So that's my thing. Is like, well, I mean, like, I'd grab a beer with him because I'd want to talk to him about IndyCar. But like,
you're a huge IndyCar fan.
No, but I mean, like, how often do you get a chance to have a beer with an IndyCar driver?
I wouldn't care. I would not care. Well, I mean, I would actually probably want to talk to him about it.
You'd be like, I had a beer with this dude, and then. You know, he told me about IndyCar. It was cool.
I wouldn't want to hang out with him again.
Right, exactly. Like, you're not... This guy's not getting into your inner circle.
No. Jeff would be just interesting to be friends with.
Yeah, I would love to be friends with Jeff. He would be, like, a little bit weird, but, like, always, like, really up for a good time, like, fun, and, like... He's just so positive. Like, he's such a nice guy. You want to be around him, you know?
He is positive. Yeah.
That's a good question, is who would you want to be friends with the best?
Yeah.
I think I'd want to be friends with Jeff. I like Jeff. I think Jeff's really cool. I don't know if he should get married to this woman, or any woman for that matter, but Jeff is really cool.
How old is Jeff?
He's like 27 or 26. He's pretty young. I mean, she's 26, so...
Yeah.
He's just such, he's so happy all the time. It's like, hey, man.
Well, he's really calm all the time.
He's got a
very
calm,
peaceful. It seems like he's gonna be in like yoga class, and like just kind of like got like, kind of, almost like a hippie vibe. Like it's cool, man.
I don't know, but I always feel like he's always genuine too, which I really appreciate.
Well, I didn't mean that in a non-genuine way.
Yeah, I'm not saying that you were. I'm not saying that those were exclusive and that you were saying that. I'm saying that the thing that I like about him is that like whenever he's saying something, I feel like he's trying to be like really, really honest. And just, like, his positivity is not forced at all. It's just kind of, like, natural. Like, I think he's a cool dude. I like him.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think he's
weird.
Like,
you know, some people that are, like, really happy that you're just like, this is your
Well, he's not bubbly, though. He's not, like, a happy, annoying person.
That's
he's
what I
just
mean. Like,
a
he's,
positive
he's calm,
person.
He's like, yeah, he's calm and positive and happy and, like, really self-assured.
I don't
like,
even think happy is the right word. I just think he's positive.
Positive. But,
because happy is this, I don't know, it's a certain kind of positive mood. I don't see him as, like, happy.
This is not... this isn't positive. This conversation isn't positive. It's negative. So, but yeah, no, he's calm, he's chill, like, he's really genuine. Like, I feel like he would ask you, like, really pointed questions.
Yeah.
Like, and, like, you'd walk away from the conversation, like, being like, hey, that guy was, like, he really wanted to get to know me, and, like, you know what I mean? Like, we know people like that.
Yeah. Like, well, I don't know like, people quite like Jeff, but...
No, not like Jeff, but, like, people that... Yeah. That you talk to him, you're like, man, that guy, like, really was paying attention and not just, like, small-talking me.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a trait that I appreciate in people because I think it's rare. A rarity.
Hmm.
So I'd like to be friends with Jeff.
I think I would prefer to be friends with Jeff. I don't know enough about him to say that I would definitely be friends.
We've also only seen, like, Ari... So, like, out with her. You know, yeah, like, so you know, like, when your friends, like, when their girlfriends call them and they do girlfriend voice, you know what I mean? So, like, we haven't seen Ari, like, hang out on a double date.
So or Ari just hang out with his guy friends.
Exactly. So all we see is Ari in girl mode, in wife mode.
Yeah, and he goes hard. Being, like, really one of those guys that could really change.
But, when he gets girlfriend. That, and we also need to, like, include the fact that he's trying to win this girl over in a competitive sense. Yeah. They're actually in a physical competition on television. Yeah. So, like, he's probably being, like, extra sweet and stuff like that. But, so, like, when he gets, but he races IndyCars, like, how much of a poon Listen. Could he really be? Like,
you know what I mean? See, like, no, that's, I'm kind of, if he wasn't an IndyCar racer, though, what would your attitude or your opinion be of Ari?
Way different. Yeah. But, like, let's say, like, Ari's done, like, he's in town, he's done racing, and, like, we're hanging out at a bar watching sports. Ari comes in.
Holland soccer jersey on.
I see him being like, "What's up, boys?" You know, and like slamming his hands down on the table and like, you know, let's grab a beer. You know what I mean? I see him being like a real chill, like, "Hey, what's up, fellas? What's going on?"
But if you lived with Ari, it would be so annoying if he had a girlfriend.
Well, yeah, because he's in girlfriend mode. I mean, it's always annoying when you live with somebody that has a girlfriend.
Some people are better than others, though.
Still annoying.
No, you're right. I mean, but Ari would be real annoying.
I think that what he is on the show comes up. He comes away from that into, like, on a double date. And then I think when he's alone with his guy friends, he comes up away from that even more. I actually think he might actually be, like, really chill and fun to hang out with.
So now we're kind of flip-flopping here. But now we kind of really want to hang out with Ari.
That is such, like... a synopsis of this season. I mean, like, I've never had a Bachelorette season like this where I was like, I really like these two guys. They're pretty similar. Like, they're different, but they're the same in how much I feel like they might have a chance of actually getting married. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I mean, the other seasons, we've always kind of known who she's going to, or he was going
to
choose.
Or we had one that we wanted them to pick.
Yeah, both. But, I mean, like, I feel like it was always fairly clear. I mean, even with Courtney, even though we hated Courtney, we knew that he was going to choose Courtney.
Yeah, and we had favorites on that show, and we had people that we didn't like, and...
So there's two people that we both like, yeah.
Yeah. And there's been a couple guys that I was like, these guys are good guys, they're good dudes, you know? Like, I don't know, it's this guy, I've never seen a season this close. I've never been less sure about who they were going to pick.
Yeah. I'm actually kind of excited about the last episode.
But then because we also like both guys, like, it's going to suck. Like, I'm going to feel really bad for one guy.
Yeah. And whatever happened, like, I bet you, I really hope that she doesn't, like, let the guy go early. I really hope it's a, you know, like,
you wanna there's be that super final dramatic.
Moment. Yeah. I hope she's not, like, the right thing to do is to just let him go.
He gets down on one knee and she is like, listen. Mm-mm.
No.
She's like, bad idea.
What if they switched it around this year and they had the first person come out actually get to propose?
They've done that before.
Have they?
Yeah. They've done that before.
And then, like, the second person...
It's more often than not that they do, like, the first person that comes out is the one that gets denied, and then so that they can, you know, they get that out of the way. but I've definitely seen seasons where they've switched.
Interesting. I don't remember that.
And they're like, all right, and the way, well, they do it so that America can't always just know the first person that comes out of the airplane is getting, you know.
Well, yeah, but I mean, at that point, you know, it's 5 minutes from the end anyway, so that's the dramatic. And right there is when they come out. Who comes out first?
I don't know. I think that the producers of The Bachelorette and Bachelor.
So what's your
would like
what's your
for you not to know who's gonna win based on who comes out first?
What's your bet then? Who come Is it the first person that gets to propose or the second person this season?
Oh, well, they haven't done a second person in a long time. And the way that they spin it...
Well, I'm asking you.
Well, hang on. The way that they spin it is it's like the person's like, well, I want to get this out of the way so that I can really enjoy...
Right. No, I understand. Oh, wait, no. It makes a lot of sense to do the first person not propose.
Yeah, hang on. So the other... When it goes the other way... Yeah, I don't know. I guess that they just do it just to throw America off. It's been a while. I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe she's probably going to send the guy home early. Let's be honest.
No. I hope she doesn't.
I know.
But I don't think the show will let her. They have it so close right now.
They're going to be like, listen, bitch, we've given you so many special privileges this season that you owe us this dramatic finale, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now you got to travel around the world.
No, you got
to make out with, like, 30 guys.
We let you keep people when you didn't want to kick them off. We let you kick people off early. You ruined so many dramatic moments this season. You are not taking this one from us.
Yeah,
okay?
I don't think they let her do it. I think they have. I think it's going to be two at the end.
You think they both get there and propose at the same time?
And then she does eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
No, she doesn't do that. She just, she like, kicks one of them off the edge. she's like this one, or maybe she has a rose ceremony and gives
she's
out.
I got a number behind my back. Whoever gets it right or closest gets to marry me, because I couldn't decide.
I gotta be honest. My reality TV attention is a little bit compromised this week because I started watching Love in the Wild.
What's that?
It's on demand on NBC on demand, and it's like Bachelor Pad, like it's multiple people, but it's actually really good.
Is it in the wild, like in the
jungle? Yeah, they're in like the Dominican Republic jungle.
So it's kind of like Survivor and Bachelor Pad.
Yeah,
mixed.
Exactly. And because, like, people will, like, strategically, like, get paired with someone, even though they're a couple, to do a challenge. It's actually just like Bachelor Pad, except for they're in the woods, so it's like Survivor. But, like, I don't know, it's good. It's really good.
It's like Bachelor Pad in the jungle.
Yeah, but Bachelor Pad sucks, because they're, like... Yeah. It's boring, and like no one really likes each other. That they do,
and they just
like
they make each other fight like on purpose.
And most people really just want to like hook up with as many of the other people as possible. And like on this one, there's like the person that like tries to like hook up with somebody and then switch partners. There's a lot more involved when you switch partners, okay. And it's less strategic. Like there's people that actually are trying to like get aligned and partnered up with the person that they want to get to know and see if they can fall in love with.
Mm.
It's less about winning. I don't think they win any money or anything. I don't know what they win, but
what?
You know
they have
I
mean? To win something.
Yeah,
they have
yeah.
To win
I know
money.
That. I know that. But it's so far, it's been less about that. Like, there's nobody that's been like, all right, listen, I know that we're not in love, but if we pair up, we can kick off Jeremy, and then he'll be less of a threat. You know what I mean? So
kick off the cool girls.
Yeah,
cool clique of girls.
The slutty girls.
Cool. Well, maybe I'll check that out.
It's on demand. I don't know what your cable situation's like, but it's on demand.
It's pretty non-existent right now, but I've got internet, so I'm sure I could find it if I really wanted to.
Hey, Hulu.
Yeah.
Watch an episode. Tell me what you think.
I mean, that's what I've been watching Bachelorette on.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is now 9:30 on Sunday night, on July 15th, and we are exactly what this time, a week from now, at this time, we'll be 30 minutes away from finding out who Emily Maynard chooses to be her lawfully wedded husband.
Probably like 25 minutes away.
It might be a 3-hour.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Or it could go from 9 to 11. I don't know. I don't know how these things work.
No, they'll do it at 8. For the finale. Okay. Come on. I'm going to start that at 9.
I don't know. Sometimes they do.
And they do early on, but they don't normally, like, this late in the season.
But anyway, basically, we're going to know. We might talk to you guys again this week. Do a little Olympics. If you're up for it.
Yeah, you guys let us know. Send us an email or tweet at us at Navy by Nature. Email navybynature@gmail.com.
What? You can also contact Julian and I directly because most of you know us personally.
Apart from you guys in New Zealand, we've yet to hear from you in any way, shape, or form. We just kind of saw that you
For real. You guys should get in contact with us. You should get in contact with
us. We're a huge, huge fan of people from New Zealand.
Love them. And love catering.
I would say 75% of our conversations include some kind of reference to New Zealand because we love it so much.
Me personally, I love catering my electronic media communications to folks from New Zealand, no matter what kind of conversation it is. So this is a perfect opportunity for me to get that off my plate.
That you like to cater your social media?
Any kind of communication that takes place through an electric medium.
Yeah.
I love it. I
like to just really set my thoughts on New Zealand all the time.
Your box?
My thoughts.
Oh, thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's not quite telepathy, but like, I really want to connect with them on a mental, spiritual level.
Spiritual level, yeah. No, I hear you.
Yeah.
I have this one undershirt. That it's a white undershirt and I wear it under dress shirts and it has the New Zealand flag on it, and I know what you're thinking, Gray, that's ridiculous, it would show through when you wore white dress shirts. Here's the thing, it's a very faint outline in a different tone of white of the New Zealand flag so that I can wear it underneath.
Isn't it
my
blue
undershirts.
Though?
No, I mean it's the outline. It's not the colors, it's just the shapes, the outline.
Oh.
It's white on white. It's so light that you can't tell it. I'm the only one that knows that it's there.
Actually, I've noticed that before.
And I keep it. The flag is right on my heart.
No, I've noticed it through your dress shirt.
Son of a bitch.
I'm just kidding.
All this time. Good. So anyway. Anything else? Any final thoughts?
Hey, no, I mean, just to recap, Gray, if he's sticking with it, has picked Jeff, and I've picked Ari.
I don't know. I can't pick anybody, man. I can't.
No, Gray, you have...
I can't do it.
We're professional radio people, Gray. You have to take a side. You can't be in the middle.
This is what we do for a living.
You
we
know
make predictions about
how unofficial our title was? I said professional radio people. That was our title.
Is that what it says for you on LinkedIn?
Professional radio person.
I'm gonna go with my gut. I think she's gonna pick Jeff.
There you go.
Jeff.
Cool.
Jeff.
Well.
Jeff and Emily, I now pronounce you husband and wife. Jeff, you may kiss your bride. Oh man.
And this is my fiance, Jeff. Excuse me?
I'm sorry, what?
Jeff.
Is it Jeff? No, not quite. Not quite.
Jeff?
Close.
Jeff?
Yeah.
No.
Jeff. Jeff? Jeff? Jeff. So we're...
So
right.
Jeff. Just Jeff. No, it's no, like no, when not,
it's
not
like when
Jeff.
You're,
Jeff.
No, it's like when you're trying to pronounce, like, when you meet someone who has a very foreign name. And you're like, no, I'm saying it right. I'm saying it exactly how you said it to me. And they're like, no, it's not exactly like that. And you're like, no, seriously, I'm saying exactly what you said. Yeah, just like that. Jeff. So, final thoughts with Julian Burton.
Final thoughts. I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be dramatic. I think there's going to be tears aplenty. And Gray is going to get super excited about that.
No, just Emily's.
Yeah, well, okay, and we said Ari would cry, Jeff wouldn't cry. But, I mean, I think that she will choose someone. I just don't think they'll get married. That's my final, I think she'll pick Ari, I don't think they'll get married. Final prediction. Final thought from Jules.
So, also next week, the After the Rose after the final rose.
Yeah, it'll be like 3 months later.
Do you think that they are not together?
No, I think they're still together for after the rose.
Okay,
all
right.
Because they haven't been able to see each other that much.
Do you think they're happily together, or do you think that there's signs that there's conflict?
Ooh, I think they're still pretty happy. They might be a little vague on certain things, but I think they're both. I think they're very touchy still, Ari and Emily.
And what if it's Jeff?
That I think either way they'd still be happy.
I think you're right. So this is it. The end of another podcast.
Mm.
The last one before we talk about who wins.
Yeah.
This is the last podcast before we know who Emily Maynard is in fiance with.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not just Emily Gray. It's Emily and Ricky.
That's true.
Don't forget that.
How dare you forget to say Ricky? Just get out.
Get the fuck out.
I'm not going to lie that me being a bum, it would be a compromise. I don't even think there's a language barrier issue. I don't want to be a father. You should probably leave. Yes, I agree.
Have you ever cheated on anybody? Yes.
Absolutely, yes. Didn't have to say absolutely, but that's okay. And one night stand, very, very recently. Again, probably not the best answer.
You can actually lie. Yes, be a little more vague.
Legal.
Here.
It's legal to lie in the United States. I don't know if you know that or not, but it is legal to lie.
Mm. Okay.
He could have been the one, man. He could have been the one if he didn't lie.
Alejandro?
Alessandro.
Alejandro is the other guy that made it a little
the
bit better.
The guy from San Fran, yeah.
That, like, mushroom farmer.
He kept saying, if I don't, I really need to make a move and a strong impression this week. And then we just never saw him for the rest of the episode.
All he got to say to her was, if you keep me around, I promise that you'll get to know me better. I was like, yeah. No, you need to get her to get you know
that
me right now.
I ain't getting it done. All right, man. It's been great talking to you.
As always.
Can't wait to talk to you again, because when I do, we'll know. I'll know the answers to these questions that are controlling my life right now.
Maybe we'll be blown away. Maybe we'll be surprised.
Maybe it'll be nothing that we could have even considered. We have, like, such a different, shocking ending.
Maybe.
The most shocking ending in Bachelor history.
We would have already heard about it if it was going to be the most shocking.
No, they
would have said it, like, 3 weeks
ago.
They
say that every time. They're like, the most dramatic finale of The Bachelor ever. And you're like, yeah.
Coming up.
That's what you said. That's what you said last time.
All right, well, everybody, thanks again for tuning in. A special thanks again to Mark Zerwell for the question, contributing
Mark
to
our
conversation.
Love you, bro.
And we will talk to you guys next week. Stay tuned.
Tell me what.